And now to help us analyze the debate, look at where the candidates stand the morning after the debate, and look ahead, we turn to Larry DeCara, former mayoral candidate and one-time city councilor. Larry, good morning and good to see you again.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's pick it up right from where Fred left off. If it was Flaherty's last chance last night to reshape the race, did he succeed?
I do not think he did. There was no wow moment. There was no conversation which people will be talking about today at the water cooler. He certainly was crisp. The mayor was like the old prize fighter. He kept bobbing and weaving, but he didn't get knocked out.
Did Flaherty gain any ground in the debate last night?
Perhaps a bit, but probably not enough to make up the difference. No incumbent mayor of Boston has been defeated since 1949. There is a coalition of people who elect most every mayor. They tend to be the folks who are surrounding Tom Menino. They include the city's minority community, public employees. I'm not so sure if by any of Flaherty's comments last night he would be able to peel away portions of that constituency.
So did Menino lose any ground?
He may have lost a bit, but I think he held his own. And when you are ahead, as the independent polls suggest, by more than 50%, holding on is all you need to do.
Let's talk about an issue. Mayor Menino stumbled a bit as he answered questions about Boston schools. He's been at the helm for 16 years. Do you think he's vulnerable on that issue?
I think the schools are a very tough issue. Every spring and summer, young families move out of the city because they choose not to educate their children in the Boston schools. The great majority of children in the schools are children of immigrant families, often from non-English-speaking households. It's a very expensive and very difficult system, which also is handling most of the city's social problems as well. I think he's made some bold initiatives, but it's an almost impossible problem to solve.
On the schools issue, it was almost as if Flaherty had to be coaxed last night by one of the moderators, WGBH's Emily Rooney, to give Mayor Menino a grade on running Boston schools. Eventually, he did give the mayor an F. Did it seem to you like Flaherty was holding back, and was that a mistake?
It was a bit of an awkward section of the debate. I'm not exactly sure when he asked the mayor to grade himself why he didn't attack at that point in time. Giving grades is always difficult. I've been a teacher. I know that from personal experience. I don't think the mayor gets an F. Maybe a B-plus is a bit generous, as he suggested.
Bigger picture, campaign tactic picture. Has Flaherty not done a good job during this campaign at holding Menino's feet to the fire, considering he's a 16-year incumbent, on issues across the board, schools, crime, housing?
I think it's been very difficult for Flaherty to get the attention of the general public. Until recently, the Red Sox were in the playoffs. We have a Senate campaign which is taking a lot of the air out of the political system. There's lots else on people's minds. I think he's trying hard, but it's very, very difficult. And for better or worse, local campaigns do not generate as much publicity as they did a generation ago.
So look ahead. Election Day is 2 weeks from today. What do Menino and Flaherty both need to do? Menino to hold on to his lead, Flaherty to eat into it.
I think the mayor has to pull out people supportive of his campaign, especially in the minority community. His best precincts in the city were in the core of the minority community. I think he'll be pulling voters out. That'll also help some council candidates. I think Flaherty has to get the turnout up, well over 100,000 people. If the turnout is as high as 125,000, it could be a long night on election night.
Problem for Flaherty after the debate last night in the debate hall, Flaherty folks conceded to me that they don't have the money to compete with Menino, especially when it comes to advertising. So they're going to rely on the traditional get-out-the-vote effort and the old-style phone banks to try and talk to individual voters. Will that work in a race like this with the lead that Menino apparently has?
If they have their good voter lists, it might. Challengers usually do not have as much money as incumbents. What is needed in the next 2 weeks is to get a lot of folks excited about the election. If people are excited, new people will come out to vote, and that's when it gets very interesting.
Our political analyst Larry DeCara is a former Boston City Councilor and mayoral candidate in Boston. He's currently a partner in the Boston law firm of Nixon Peabody. Larry, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bob.